you.
We shall never surrender.
One small step for man.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
What's the status quo of your favorite quote? Professor Buzzkill explains all on Quote or No Quote.
Buzzkillers. I'm here today because many of you have asked us to do shows about the Vietnam War, especially with the Ken Burns multi-part documentary that's finishing its run on PBS. And the quote that we're going to examine today is one of the most well-known phrases supposedly to come out of that war. But there's another reason why we wanted to schedule this quote right after the Muhammad Ali quote about the Viet Cong, and that's because this is another example of a quote or phrase or saying becoming well known in the culture of the time, but later being attributed to a famous person. In this case, is General Curtis LeMay. After serving in the United States Army Air Corps in World War II, Curtis LeMay became one of the most important leaders of the newly formed U.S. Air Force. He moved up through the ranks of that Air Force during the Cold War and became a four-star general in the 1960s. One of the most famous, or at least one of the most well-known things about LeMay, is that he reportedly said in the mid-60s that in order to win the Vietnam War, and by the way, Buzzkillers, it was dragging, seemed to be dragging endlessly at that period, the U.S. military should, quote, bomb the North Vietnamese back into the Stone Age. Well, did LeMay say it? Or more accurately, was he the first person to say it? And was he the first person to present it as the distillation of a wartime policy idea? Well, no to all three. And before I go any further, I have to stop and thank Professor Nick Culliter at Indiana University, who set me straight on what is potentially a very confusing story. Now, here's the clearest explanation of that very confusing story that I can give you. You'll sometimes see the bomb them back to the Stone Age quote cited as appearing in LeMay's 1965 autobiography, Mission with LeMay. That's the title of it. Other times, the attribution is to his 1968 book, America is in Danger. And by 1968, the phrase was well known enough among the political and military chattering classes that LeMay actually denied having said it, or denied having believed in sending an entire group of people back to prehistory. In October 1968, he told the Washington Post, "I never said we should bomb them back to the Stone Age. I said we had the capability to do it. I wanted to save lives on both sides." LeMay then elaborated on this, saying that he thought the best strategy would be to annihilate North Vietnamese infrastructure, but not to do the same with the North Vietnamese population. And he blamed his ghostwriter for misunderstanding the subtleties of what he was saying and putting the emphasis on bombing the North Vietnamese people. But, quote, bomb them back to the Stone Age, end quote, or variations of it or parts of that phrase, doesn't appear in either of LeMay's books, the 1965 one or the 1968 one. So, who said it first? Where did it come from? Art Buchwald. Older Buzzkillers will remember Art Buchwald, the columnist who lampooned politics and politicians from the 60s through the 90s, with frankly diminishing effect in the last 10 years of his career. But in the 60s, he was a fresh voice of quick, but to my buzzkilling mind, relatively shallow humor directed again at American leaders. And he used the gossip of the political and military chattering classes I mentioned a minute ago to fuel his newspaper column. Buchwald's syndicated column of the 1st of June 1967 provides the first evidence of the use of the phrase, bomb them back to the Stone Age. What he was doing was making fun of the more militant wing of the Republican Party, members of which were thinking about ways to defeat the Democrats in the 1968 election. They weren't thinking about bombing the Democrats back to the Stone Age, but they wanted to present a more militant front about the Vietnam War. Those militants thought Johnson's approach to Vietnam was far too soft, and that a more shall we say, complete strategy was needed. So the phrase was out there in mid-1967. By the time General LeMay's book, America is in Danger, was reviewed by the Chicago Tribune in 1968, the reviewer attributed Bomb the North Vietnamese Back to the Stone Age to LeMay. Then now, as a LeMay quote, it was off to the races. It appeared in many media outlets from then on. It not only became a cliche, as Professor Cullather points out in an article that he wrote, but a cliched LeMayism. And once it got stuck to General LeMay, the quote developed its own rolling thunder. It's been used in history books, some history books anyway, when they're trying to illuminate the LeMay attitude towards the Vietnam War. And ever since 1968, it's appeared in at least one newspaper editorial every year, again, to describe the militant view of whatever war the United States happened to be in at the time. And it's not all that dissimilar, frankly, to President Trump's fire and fury like the world has never seen that we analyzed in an earlier show. This Art Buchwald satirical jab has even been inflated into a sort of policy chant by the most militant in our culture. These people may not know the original meaning behind the quote, or the context, or the way that Buchwald meant it, but I'm sure it wouldn't make any difference if they did know. It's so much easier to repeat quotes rather than try to apply original thought to a problem. You know what we say about quotes here at the Institute, Buzzkillers? Replacing actual thought and analysis with policy by quotation is Stone Age behavior. Talk to you next week.